You can create AI agents with no code using this tool here. And I actually created an AI agent here that will create SEO optimized blog posts for me. It'll actually do everything from keyword research to generating the blog post itself. So here is my agent, and I just gave it a prompt here that says search something popular in AI and create an SEO blog post about it. And when I run this here, it's actually going to have my AI perform this, and it's going to perform a bunch of different steps in the background. So right now you can see here it's did a Google search. It's now doing a keyword research based on the Google search that it did. So it's finding some keywords and everything that it can write the blog on. And then after it's done doing the keyword research, it's actually going to write the SEO optimized blog here. And I'll go into more detail on what is happening behind the scene. But right now, the agent is actually freely choosing to use these tools here. I didn't instruct it to Google search or do a keyword research or to write the SEO optimized blog. I did give it instructions to create me something, but it is choosing when and where to use these tools all by itself. And there you go. This is the blog that it generated me here. So if I scroll up to the top here, it created me this blog here called 5 Essential AI Trends of 2025, Unlocking Generative AI Potential. It has my introduction here. It has all of this here. And at the very end, it even has and provides me the metadata description that I can add into my blogging platform. So how was I able to build this, and what tool am I using here? So I'm using a no-code tool called Relevance AI that allows you to basically build your own AI workforce. And in Relevance AI here, you can actually build your very own agent. So I can actually select my agent here. We can edit my agent, and we can see some of the options here. So you can give the agent core instructions. This is kind of like the general instructions of what your agent should be able to do. And the second most important thing here is tools. So you can actually provide different AI automations to your agent. We have tools like Google searching, keyword research, scraping websites, perplexity search, or writing an SEO optimized blog. The agent basically has the ability to use these automations as it chooses. So in a nutshell, what this agent is a collection of AI automations, and the AI agent has the ability to make the decisions on what tools it needs to use to achieve its goal. And if we look really quickly here, we can look at the tools. So for example here, let's look at our SEO optimized blog tool. So this is an AI automation used to create SEO optimized blogs. So it takes inputs of keywords that you want to use within the blog. It creates a title. It then creates an intro paragraph. It then creates a metadata description, determines the blog type and style it needs to write. It creates the blog body. It creates the conclusion. And then finally, it combines all of that together to write one SEO optimized blog. Same with my keyword research tool. We can put in a topic, and we're going to use Perplexity here to generate keywords like general keywords, long tail keywords, FAQs, and then we put it into a nice table here using ChatGPT. And again, if we take a look at our agent here, it is able to access all of these tools and run these automations all on its own. So we take a look at what the agent did again. It first decided that it wanted to do a Google search. So we can actually click here, and you can see here it searched popular trends in AI of 2025, and it got back these search results here. It then used the keyword research tool. So what it did was ran that on the topic of AI trends 2025. And you can see here the output of that automation gave it keywords and its estimated monthly searches here. So from here, it was able to take a few keywords and then generate the blog post. And then it generated the SEO blog post using AI trends 2025 and generative AI 2025. And this is the blog post that it generated right here. So I can actually take this blog post here and now publish that. And all I did was instruct the AI agent what I wanted to do.